This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Like, you would think after that game against the Raiders, you would just hear the disappointment.
Well,
in
you would
voice.
Think the expectations would be a little bit different.
The standard,
than what we saw Sunday. Just winning versus a bottom of the barrel football team, you wouldn't think would be enough. But playoffs are win in advance, no matter how you do it, and that's about all they accomplished on Sunday was winning and advancing. So maybe that's what the head coach is talking about.
I did like him going into the. Like, this is our formula. Him going into that being the big thing that's kind of helped this shift into not just a 7-game winning streak, but getting them to this point of they have their formula and they have been playing to their formula.
Well, again, I mean, just a really, what I would say, unorthodox approach to football. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily a D'Amico Ryans thing. I think that's as much Nick Caserio as it is D'Amico, but the year to year thing is wild to me. I just because when I hear him talking about this formula, you know, it's clear, you know, ball control, run the football, don't make mistakes, you know, sacrifice aggression and points and big plays and explosive plays. Sacrifice all that to minimize mistakes and negative plays and just do just enough offensively, play dominant defense, be good on special teams, which is typically the formula that a defensive-minded head coach takes on, right? But you couple that with last year, the talk was five-headed monsters and being explosive. This year, all of a sudden, it's you know, we're gonna run, we're gonna do things a little bit more conservative on offense, and there just never is an identity. And, you know, the thing that's interesting about that is, like, how does CJ fit in? You know what I mean? Like, how does CJ get better? How do the guys that are here, and really it starts with CJ because he's a quarterback, but if year to year everything's going to change around the quarterback so much so that you're, like, you approach offensive football differently, like, that's a lot for a quarterback to stomach. That's a lot for a quarterback to weather. Yes. CJ's going to get better just because he's a pro and he's longer in the tooth and he's seen more of what an NFL defense can throw at you and he's dealt with more adversity. And so he's going to get better as a person, a player. But does CJ ever really get better in an offense? Does CJ ever really get better in the identity of an offense? Like, it's strange how much they talk. Not strange. I mean, it's just unorthodox, right? It's just not what I'm used to or that I would strive to do. There's so much talk about how everything starts completely over in the offseason from year to year, and the formula is totally different. And it took us a while to figure out what the formula is. All of that is interesting from D'Amico Ryans to me. That's fascinating. We'll see, you know, if they can ever get this thing going offensively the way they need to or not. But it's interesting to hear that.
Yeah, and the thing is, I will say, it's not the easiest formula to advance repeatedly in the playoffs, like win two, three, four games. But I think this year in this field, I think it is a formula that you could look at and say, okay, I can see if the Texans play to this, that they can advance.
Yeah.
They can advance. Now, some of these games are going to be tight, but it is doable. I think in previous years, this formula, I don't know that I feel like this is a formula that is going to allow you to get to where they want to get to.
Well,
I feel like this year is different.
Yeah, it's just there's just a big question of does C.J. Stroud fit the formula? I mean, that's really what this thing boils down to is because the margin for error in this offense at the quarterback position is just so slim that you wonder if CJ's going to fit that. If CJ's ever going to commit wholeheartedly to it and just be that conservative, boring, make the right decision.
That's even more important than making the off schedule.
Oh, no question.
In this
absolutely no question. And so you just wonder is that you put a CJ Stroud in an offense that's a little bit higher pace, a little bit more spread, a little bit more tempo driven, a little bit more of a vertical attack with the personnel to do that, including the play caller. I think he immediately fits that system. Right? Now, I'm not saying that's what the Texans should do. I'm just saying he immediately fits that particular system, which last year they were in, but the offensive line didn't allow it to happen. Or maybe he was the one that didn't communicate and get the right plays, the right protections. Maybe it was his shortcoming. Whoever it was, it just didn't get done last year. Now, all of a sudden, we're back into this conservative approach. And you just wonder, like, CJ's back here juggling all these different identities and different approaches to football damn near every year of his career so far. Like, at what point does he get to settle into something and feel confident in it? Yeah. So that's the formula. To hear it said that way, the formula this year took us a while to figure it out, but we feel good about it now. After that game versus Las Vegas.
It almost feels like they figured it out when Davis was the quarterback.
Yeah. That's fair. I think it's fair
to figure out. All right, this is how we got to execute it.
David Mills,
and now he's, which I think kind of goes to your point of, does this fit? This formula fit at least offensively.
Davis Mills, sorry.
Does this formula fit what CJ can do? All right, 713-572-4610. If you want to text in on the show, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well on that. Listening to D'Amico there, and we've listened to him since the game ended, I think all would agree that Sunday's game against the Raiders was a disappointing game. You're happy with the win, but disappointed the way it looked, and understand like that's not going to be good enough to move on in the postseason.
I'm sure they vomited in the stands.
I'm curious. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Who were you more disappointed in Sunday? Was it the offense, and we understand the struggles they had offensively, or was it the defense? The offense scored basically 16 points in this game if you take away the pick six, and they had 270 total yards, 83 rushing, 187 passing, no turnovers, did pretty good on third down, 7-15. The defense gave up 21, 315 total yards. 145 rushing, 170 passing, got the pick six and the turnover. And the Raiders were all right on third down, 6-14. In this game, whose performance were you more disappointed in coming in the game on Sunday?
Oh, no, without a doubt, 10 out of 10 times it's the offense.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, even more so after watching the film. The CJ misses early. The CJ misses earlier just killer because of, again, the style of offense. And when your quarterback misses those throws in the ocean, then now that equates to a slow start by your offense, right? So it's not just, well, he just missed a couple of those. No, it equates to an extremely slow start. And then you look at, Nick Caley, and for whatever reason, in critical situations when there's tangible evidence right now that the outside run, that toss that they were trying to run this week, which again, another play that just comes out of nowhere every now and then versus a certain opponent, right? it was clear that was not going to work. It was clear, like they were abusing our edges the first two times we ran it. And then somehow on third and one, we come back and we're going to do it again. Same deal. We're going to do it again. It gets stuffed. You end up kicking. Like those little things like that of just, I don't know if it's the inability to adjust in real time without a halftime to go stop and think. I don't know where that kind of stuff comes from, but for it to be week 16 and you're still seeing some of those things, again, you look in the fourth quarter. Now, we ended up scoring a touchdown in this drive, so I know a lot of folks, we scored a touchdown, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, Nico Collins is out of the game half the snaps. I mean, you look up and you got three tight ends in the game and Higgins, and we're throwing the ball to Higgins. Like, some of the stuff that you see offensively, some of the glaring things, along with some of the more, details of the game when you watch the All-22 is just, it leaves a lot to be desired on the offensive game plan and adjustment and Nick Caley front, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Because we always talk about it. We always talk about it, Ron, like in critical moments. Like we watch the Rams. No Davante Adams. And Puka Nacua has a big-time start, and then he dies off in the second quarter. And they come out at halftime, and they go out there and they throw it to him. They move him, throw it to him all over the field. And we're talking about, boy, I'd like to see Nico used like that. And in reality, I mean, it's the fourth quarter of a game where you're losing at the time and Nico's on the sideline for half the plays. Not even the game, right? So it's now that happens throughout the whole game.
Like,
I don't know why Nico comes off the field so much.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I'm
not surprised by any of this. I'm not surprised by any of it. But I'm just saying we're sitting around and we being the fans – and talking about, damn, well, how come we can't use a guy like this, 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 or that? Well, in reality, I mean, we're not even, like, you look up there and there's one receiver on the field and it's the rookie that ain't made a damn play in a month.
Yeah. Now, the offense to me was really disappointing because a lot of it came from CJ and his problems,
yeah.
Which is the guy on the offense for me. CJ and Nico are the guys on the offense that I feel like, are the ones that I can kind of depend on a bit. But I've seen the offense do that. The defense to me, I'm not surprised because the quarterback position is such a big deal and Nick Caley and company have been such a big deal all year. But I was someone likes to mess with me on the text line. I was flabbergasted by the defense's performance. I could not believe the Raiders, who threw for 29 yards passing the previous week and ran for 49 or something like that, get 315 total yards of offense and got two multiple big touchdown plays in this game. And Geno, I mean, I don't want to say he outplayed CJ because he threw a horrific pick six.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Outside of that play, I mean, he was playing the position at least as well as CJ was, or if not better. I cannot believe the Raiders got up that many points in the game. And I cannot believe, and I don't know where you and Tyler were, but I can't believe that I was thinking, oh, my God, if they have to punt this ball on 3rd and 20, oh, my God, if they have to punt this ball, I'm not. I've been watching this game, and I'm not sure if the Texans' defense, which is the best in the league, and really I don't know if it's that close. I was sitting there thinking, boy, I don't know if they're going to be able to hold them from not kicking a field goal here by the way they were playing. So for them to give up that many points and Ashton Jeanty to have that type of game and the struggles we've seen the Raiders offense have this year against lesser defenses because every other defense that they will play other than the Texans is lesser. That one to me was I was stunned by the performance from the Raiders offense against that defense. Why I thought a shutout was in the cards. Easily in the cards. And they got up 3 touchdowns on them. That was that one to me, and it does feel like much more is about the offense other than the as opposed to defense. 2 techs in a row, offense, because we're supposed to get right. We were supposed to get right offensively the last 2 games. It didn't. Offense, CJ looked terrible. I hate to say it, but it's true. Text line also coming in. Nah, the defense. Raiders should have never scored 20-plus points on us, period, in this game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.